Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad your schedule allowed you to join me. And before I share the word of the Lord that God has put on my heart for today and this week, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every listener. Lord, I thank you that in spite of what your beloved may be going through, Lord, you said in this world we would have tribulations, but to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. So, Father, I thank you for what Jesus did. His victory allows us that confidence, that strength to be able to say, we will not fear. We won't fear what man can do to us. We will not fear anything the enemy would attempt against us, because, Lord, you are our high tower. The name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. So, Lord, we thank you this day that your love is guarding, even as a shield, Lord, your beloved. Lord, you said you would be our rear guard, that you would be around us, that you would, we would not need to fight, but you would fight our battles for us, that we were to stand still and see the salvation of our God. So, Lord, I'm asking you to touch every listener today that's reaching out to you in faith. Lord, those who are going through physical or financial, circumstantial battles, Lord, it is your will, Lord, to meet all of our needs. And so, Father, provide, touch with healing. Let your miracles be displayed. Lord, there's not a problem in our life that we could possibly encounter that you do not have a miraculous provision of miracles to answer our needs. We praise you for that, Lord. Strengthen, encourage, and refresh us today in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Praise God. Well, beloved, did you know that God is searching for someone to bless? Would that possibly be you? Would you be able to raise your hand and say, Sister Glass, that's me? Well, if we search the scriptures, we will find the answers to our problems. So the very thing that we're looking for that is needed to supply our need. Let me share some really beautiful scriptures for you. I should say a scripture, various translations of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 18. And God is looking for someone to bless. One translation of that verse says, nevertheless, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he shall rise up to bestow mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are they who wait for him. Another translation says, the Lord is waiting to deal kindly with you. His mercy is not yet shown. For the Lord is a God of justice. Happy are those who wait patiently for him. And a delightful translation by Taylor, it's a paraphrase, renders that verse this way. Yet the Lord still waits for you to come to him, so he can show you his love. He will conquer you to bless you, just as he said. For the Lord is faithful to his promises. Blessed are all those who wait for him to help them. So if you're waiting for the Lord, if you're waiting for answers, then you're blessed because you're waiting for him. And he is longing to be gracious to you. He wants to bless his people. You know, just this morning I was reading again Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And at least the first part of that is wonderful to read because it talks about the blessings and the curses. And it's well if we just focus on the blessings, because if we we don't obey the Lord, there's a pretty horrendous listing of things that happen to those who are rebellious and disobedient or follow after other gods. But in verses 1 through 14 of that chapter, we find some of the blessings that God said would overtake his people that kept his commandments. And they covered every area of life. Beloved, God has not changed. If that was true under the old covenant, how much more does he wish to bless us under a new and better covenant, the new covenant in which we, those who have established covenant with the Lord, now enjoy. A blood covenant has been established by Jesus Christ, and as we accept his forgiveness, as we apply his shed blood to our sinful state, we become new creatures and are born again. That's what salvation is. It's not a formula. It's not a religion. It's a heart relationship with a person that God, who created the heaven and earth, it's still staggering to me. I've just never ceased to be amazed that this great God, who in which is hid all the treasures of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all power, as we look around us, we can be overwhelmed with the complexity, even of just the natural world. Yet this God so loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you're not sure of where you would go today if you died, and it doesn't matter, you might be in the best of health, an accident in a moment's time on your way home from work could snuff out your life. But if you know Jesus, and if you're willing to say, Lord, I come to you a sinner, I repent of my sin, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for my sins and rose again. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, Romans says, you shall be saved. That's the message of the gospel. That's the message that Jesus came to accomplish, his purpose that he came to fulfill when he walked the face of the earth. So our God loves us, and any message, any preacher, anyone who proclaims to speak in the name of the Lord, who does not accurately portray the nature of our God, which is a God of love. He's a God of justice. He's a God of mercy. There's a time the wrath of God will be poured out on this earth to those who stiffen their neck and turn away God's salvation. But for those who will come to the Lord and repent, the word Isaiah also says in another place, that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He dwells in the high and holy place, but with them also to revive the heart of the humble and to revive the spirit of the contrite ones. So God loves to show his power. He delights in deliverance, in healing, in saving. God is giving us an exhibition all the time, if we have eyes to see, of his wonder-working power. And today, we see great numbers of people being saved around the world, healing of the sick and the lame, the blind, even raising the dead. He's filling believers with a precious Holy Spirit. He's taking his people into a place of blessing with him, a relationship with him that they've never known before. As we look at the New Testament, as we read the book of Acts, for example, and that book really has never concluded. I mean, it is as far as the canon of Scripture, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit through his disciples are yet continuing. And we read of a layman who was at the gate beautiful as Peter and John were about to go into the temple. And what did Peter do? He was, of course, begging alms. And Peter told him to look on us. Give us your attention. And this is what he said. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. And beloved, that ministry did not of healing, of miracles, did not die out with the apostles, but it is given to every single believer who will, in fact, believe. And it's interesting that he said this power that he had, it was in the name of Jesus that he commanded this lame man to rise and walk. Beloved, as you and I have accepted Christ, as Christians, as the children of God, we have a legal and redemptive right to use the name of Jesus in asking and receiving from God. Matthew 18:18-19 says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And Mark, the 16th chapter says, verses 15 through 20, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils or demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, there are those who would dispute those verses. I'll never forget when I was very young in the Lord. I was back out of state visiting some family, and I was really desperate for Christian fellowship. And so I went to visit a pastor of a particular, I won't name the denomination, but we were discussing the Lord and things of the Lord, and I shared those verses, and he looked at me and he said, well, those aren't in the original. Those were just added. That's not really accurate. And, you know, I didn't dispute him. I mean, he was a man of learning, and I wasn't going to argue with him. But I knew he was wrong, because I knew what God had done in my life, and I knew what the Word said. I took the whole counsel of God. And only in recent years have I discovered that those who would argue that verse are really, they're being very deceptive, because of those disputed verses in Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 9 through 20, there are 4,200 Greek manuscripts of the New Testament. 680 of them contain the Gospel of Mark. And listen to this, only two of those 680 don't have those disputed verses. The rest do. Praise God, the three Latin versions all have. So you see, just to say, to explain that away and say that's not in the original is really deceptive and wrong, because, as I said, 680, all of them, there's only two that don't have those verses. So what God is saying, he meant what he said, and he says what he means. Hallelujah. Well, my time is coming to a close, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we're going to discover more the power that we have in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.